Item number three is a subdivision and rezoning for 765 Key Waiton Street, formerly 785 Key Waiton Street, under file DAS Z 32 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item four is a variance for 765 Key Waiton Street, 785 Key Waiton Street, under file DAV 162621 of 2010D.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Clerk. We have a registered delegation that's coming up together. It looks like Robert Downs and Tat Liang Kim.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. So you have 10 minutes to make your presentation, and there's also someone here, Richard Marshall. Is he with you as well?
Yes.
Does he wish to come up at the same time? Or? Okay. Very good. Go ahead, gentlemen.
I think just briefly to give you a quick summary of what the project is. I brought a color board here. You can see that from your locations. Copies are included within your planner's report as well.
Okay.
So the project is really an access center located at 785 Key Waiton, adjacent to Dorset. Access to the property is off of Key Waiton Street, with parking directly in front of where the building is. Landscaping buffers completely around the perimeter of the property on Dorset Street also. Pedestrian pathways are kept between Dorset to the public library. And the site plan has been revised. Originally, we had a site plan with access to Dorset. There were concerns definitely about traffic increase onto Dorset, which were acknowledged by planners and also the residents. We since revised our site plan, moved our building backwards, removed complete any access into Dorset. So it was completely restrained and only access from Key Waiton primarily. That gives you a quick briefing as to what the development is. We've taken a look at the planner's report. There's a couple of changes in terms of number four. First, if I can speak to that one, that's about a couple of the variances. The only real change is that the parking spaces should be 89 parking spaces. Once we adjusted the parking plan, accounted for the fire truck churning movements, it should really be 89 parking spots.
That's so the one instead of 100, you're asking?
Correct.
The only, okay.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct. And in terms of number three, for the rezoning of the property, if I can ask Bob to speak to this one specifically, since C3 was what was agreed to originally for the zoning of the property.
The development in its entirety is zone C3. And in discussions that we had with the planning department, we asked if we could maintain this same zoning for the newly acquired property as we have for the balance of the property. And if there are concerns about particular uses, to put restrictions on the use. And I was told by the planning department that they were agreeable to that.
Yeah, we have wording to reflect that, or
yeah.
Can you just explain that one more time? That's currently zoned as C3.
The balance of the development, the Sobeys,
oh yes, yeah,
the A&W, the Shoppers, it's all C3, and it's all in the same development and, right, and owned by the same party.
Okay.
And so we asked if we could maintain the same zoning on this property as well, and planning was agreeable to that.
Rezone it from C3. And I just thought later that this is better.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be changed. It's okay because it was advertised for C3.
C3 was the original application as part of what was applied for. So yeah, just keeping this original application.
Right.
If there's certain restrictions, we'd be accepting certain restrictions on C3.
So on condition number two, it says to a C2, but you're wanting to keep it as a C3.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
To change it. Yeah. Well, target C3, target for run out. So he wants it all to be C3,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was on C3.
It was advertised as C3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the here. I see it. Okay. Noted. Planner just making it known to me that if it is a C3, that the following uses shall not be permitted: a call center, auction room, car wash, fleet services, a landscaper, garden contractor, a private club not licensed greater than 10,000 square feet, and a restaurant greater than 5,000 square feet. You're okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Schedule A. Ah, I see. Okay. I got it. Okay.
And schedule A shows the proposed, the site of.
Any other changes that you're requiring? Just those two?
Yes.
Yep.
That's it. Those two changes?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Noted. Thank you. Is there anything else you wish to say or... for the time being?
Not at this time.
Okay, I'll ask you to stand down then. And Mr. Marshall, you're just registered in support. Okay. Now we'll move on to those registered in opposition.
Is there anyone else here that has not registered that wishes to be registered in support of the application? Okay.
Okay, we have three folks here. You can all speak together or separately. When I call your name up, you can come to the front. Craig Waterman. You guys all wish to speak at the same time? So I have Dave Black, Craig Waterman, and Marcel Sabrin. Okay. Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good, good. Just state your name and address for the record,
please. Yeah, my name is Dave Black. My address is number 1431 Dorset Street.
And Craig Waterman, 141 Dorset.
Okay, good. Go ahead. You have up to 10 minutes to speak.
No problem. Of course, you just heard the applicant with the proposal of what was to be constructed close to us. And we would just like to say, rather than me going over this format like I have before, we have met with Shindico already, and we have sat down, and we have gone over which they've changed all their proposals, to of which we now agree. So do you still want me to read this?
Oh, sorry. So you're in support of the application?
Well, we were in opposition prior to, right? So we still have to go through that, right?
I mean, if they're in support of the application.
Well, it's a rather peculiar situation in that we're not opposed to the development of the property. We were in opposition to access and egresses.
Right.
But since we've met with the Shindico people,
okay.
We are now
we're okay with it.
Got it. Okay, so you're technically in support. But that's fine. You can come around and say you're basically in opposition with qualifications that you're supporting it. So I understand
right.
what you're saying.
The issue has always been accesses and egresses on Dorset dating back to 1994.
And I commend you for your advocacy on this. So good job. You guys got what you
and
wanted.
And that's it.
Good. Okay. Yeah. We'll put you down as support.
Okay.
And Mr. Sabrin, you're supporting that position as well?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Anyone else registered with the same position as, yes, do you wish to speak?
Kathy Halleck in support.
Kathy Halleck? Okay.
Yeah.
In support.
In support?
Yeah, we'll get you to fill out a form. Okay. Okay, and is there anyone else registered in support? Okay. Anyone here for information to the application that wishes to speak? Okay, I'll call back the applicants, Mr. Downs and Mr. Chem.
Is there anyone for information?
I called it, yeah. Are you groundbreaking on this?
As soon as we have the ability to deal with the newly acquired land.
Super. Mm-hmm. So it looks like you have no opposition, so fantastic. Good job. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, Planner has something. Want less than what they have less than.
It's like
that doesn't seem
to
say it there. Is that
any questions?
Did you?
Is that gonna affect?
Yeah, because it would be another variance to notice after.
Okay, that?
Yeah. Tad, did you put the posters up on the site?
Yes.
Do you remember how many parking spaces it
Yes, I did, yes. We lucked out. The original site plan, which wasn't working for the residents, had 89 parking stalls. After we had to revise the site plan, it worked out to exactly 89 parking stalls again.
So that's what it said on the poster?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's
so we're consistent with the initial application and with the residents.
So it's consistent with the public notice?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
We're good.
Got a copy of it.
Yeah, I Whoops. This way I'm on the house.
That's okay.
Very hard to read, but yeah, it is 89.
If you didn't say that, I don't know if I would have guessed that. But yeah, it looks like 89.
By chance, it worked out exactly in 9 parking
spots. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so kind of in conclusion, we were happy to work with the planners and also the rest of the community to come to a resolution.
Thank you. Yeah. Congrats all around. Okay, Councillor Sharma, I'll put you into the chair for the items 3 and 4, please, if you could just help me go through that as I make my motion. So I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried.
Okay, and I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried.